The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy. What a splendid way to end the week. I'm good, and you?
Well, being good, yes. Sofa Shavua. Rolene, UK anti-Semitism breaks record high for a third year in a row. Are we surprised by this?
We're not surprised by this, but very interesting that it's making the top story in Israel. And this is the result of a survey or report released by the CST, which is the Community Security Trust, which I could say is tasked with the safety and security of the Jewish community in the United Kingdom. And they reported that 2018 was a record high with 1,652 incidents around the UK. These are reported incidents. We don't know of those that aren't reported, and that it's at least 16% up since the previous year. So very, very alarming statistics indeed. And they say that 2018 marked the third consecutive year with an increase in anti-Semitic incidents. Now, they've also said that victims and witnesses are more willing to report these incidents, but not all incidents are reported. And they've said this, wait for it, Kath. Almost 150 of these incidents have been linked to the UK Labour Party. Now, we've discussed quite a bit about the Labour Party and the allegations of anti-Semitism and the fact that many Labour Party MPs who are Jewish have to be escorted in and out of Parliament because of heckling, because of anti-Semitic jibes. And they say, you know, this is no coincidence if you consider the trajectory of Jeremy Corbyn, of anti-Semitism within the Labour Party, and also the fact that this is almost created an environment where people who hold anti-Semitic opinions feel more comfortable in expressing their opinions. And they've also warned about the rise of anti-Semitism on social media. I mean, we've seen it in South Africa ourselves with some of the most horrendous, horrendous comments being posted on various social media platforms.
Since when have they been monitoring this, that it breaks all records? Over what sort of period? Because when I heard that, my first question was, is this since Nazi Germany? Since Second World War? Is this, when is this from? That it's broken all records?
With the CST, this is in particular from 1984.
Yeah.
So they're saying that since 1984, the last 3 years have seen a massive rise in anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic incidents. And they say that these figures almost reflect what Jewish leaders in other parts of Europe as well as the United States have been saying. And if we just go reverse back the clock to 2 months ago, when the EU published their report in December, found that 90% of Jews across the European continent felt that anti-Semitism had increased where they live.
Very interesting. I'd be so interesting to see year on year going back to World War II. Because after World War II, it was very politically incorrect to be anti-Semitic.
Absolutely. And, you know, it metastasized, and I use that word intentionally, into anti-Zionism or anti-Israelism. And it was still, you know, we love Jews, we hate Israel, that kind of line. But now it's that what we call traditional anti-Semitism has risen to the surface again. And I'd also be interested, you know, it would be quite listening. Can you send us a copy of the report or point us in the direction where we can read it? Because it would be very interesting to see your findings since 1984. But yeah, what we used to call the new anti-Semitism, which is anti-Zionism or anti-Israelism, anti-Semitism morphed into that, but we're now seeing it playing across in both Gazas.
Okay, let's move on. Rolene, the United States has blocked a UN statement on Hebron monitors. Okay, so take us back. What was the statement that the United Nations, who was it, the Human Rights Council, that they made
it
on Hebron?
It wasn't the Human Rights Council.
Security
Council.
So I'll
give you a little bit of background.
Yes, thank you.
You can always rely on me for that.
I know.
So basically, over the last week or so, Prime Minister Netanyahu decided to end the international observer force in the city of Hebron. And he says this is because of bias. Now, I've been to Hebron. I know many of you have been to Hebron. And I've seen for myself a lot of these NGOs or watchdog groups baiting soldiers, you know, almost trying to get a rise out of them. And those are from incidents that I have witnessed. Okay. But Kuwait and Indonesia, I mean, no great surprise there. They have circulated a draft statement after a closed-door meeting of the Security Council saying that they are very concerned about the safety of Palestinians, and they're very concerned that there won't be calm and that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not renewing the mandate of the temporary international presence in Hebron. And Netanyahu says that this particular mission that is led by Norway is biased. And the United States have said that, you know, they will support Israel at the United Nations, which they see as extremely biased as it is. And that, you know, everything is possibly done to ensure that calm remains between Israelis and Palestinians who do live in the city of Hebron.
It's very interesting. Okay. So South Africa sits on the, from the 1st of January this year, South Africa joined this, the United Nations Security Council. Did you know that?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
It's
and I'm really hoping, South Africa, that you will make decisions that are rational and are founded in fact. Just saying.
Rolene, we need to move on to the next story. In response to a rocket, IDF has shelled positions in Gaza. When did this happen?
Okay, so I know many of you are wondering, where did Matseva Adom app go? Well, the app, I think, has been shut down. I know that the Homefront Command were very concerned about, you know, some vital intelligence that could unwittingly be given away by the app. So if you haven't heard your Matseva Adom go off, it's not a bad thing, but it's also, this is the reason. So early last night,
to Israelis? Who
Pardon?
Were, what happens to Israelis who were relying on the Tzeva Adom?
We hear it in other ways. You know, if there is a flare-up, we'll know it, we'll hear on the radio, we'll see on TV, we'll hear the sirens in our respective cities. We'll be notified. But there is, of course, you know, as we saw over the last couple of flare-ups, the IDF asking people please not to respond or not to report where rockets are falling. And I think because the Tzeva Adom gave that kind of information away, it has been dismantled. But yesterday there was a rocket fired from northern Gaza towards Israel. This is the third this year. And it did set off the alarms, and it did go off within the area. And thank goodness no damage and no casualties. But the IDF did respond and did attack Hamas positions within the northern Gaza Strip. And Israel has warned Hamas that if the violence at the Gaza border does not end, we will embark on a military campaign. And we're really hoping to keep things stable before the April 9th elections. Although, you know, many of us would wager a bet that with the elections coming up, elements within the Gaza Strip would want to stir the pot a little bit. But it doesn't serve the region. And Egypt, along with the United Nations and Qatar, have worked to try and preserve the calm. We do have a ceasefire in place, but anything that gets out of hand is not going to be tolerated.
Rolene Marks, thank you very, very much. And that is where we unfortunately have to leave it today. Wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye, Ro. Bye.